The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Hello, Rolene Marks.
Hello in London, Rolene Marks.
Good morning, guys. I tell you, multinational. What can I say?
It just sounds international, but it sounds like you're in like a bit of a tin can. Have you got us on speakerphone, maybe?
I am in a bit of a tin can. I've locked myself quietly away because it's still very, very early in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. And, you know, I don't like to disturb Queenie when she sleeps.
All right. Well, I tell you what, let's get right into it, Rolene. Talk to us. There's a lot happening in Israel at the moment. Apparently, you're going to have quite a well-known tourist, perhaps. Mrs. Ilhan Omar is planning a trip to Israel.
Well, she announced her intentions to visit Israel right after mentioning that or proposing a bill that supports, in essence, BDS. Now, she doesn't mention specifically BDS, and she doesn't mention specifically Israel, but boycotts and foreign, you know, foreign countries are mentioned in the proposal of this bill. Now, of course, this has sparked a lot of debate in Israel because we do have laws in place that restrict or prohibit the entry of people who support BDS. And Ilhan Omar is no stranger to us with her position on Israel. She's no stranger to us with some of her extremely controversial statements, like the one she said about it's all about the Benjamin's baby. But, you know, it does pose a dilemma. Will the Prime Minister restrict her entry, or will he respect her position as a congresswoman of one of our greatest allies, in fact, our strongest ally, the United States? Now, of course, we've had President Trump weighing in on the situation and tweeting that congresswomen like AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and like Ilhan Omar, you know, he tweeted out a comment that has been seen as a highly offensive and, in fact, racist, where he says perhaps they should go back to their countries of origin and fix the crime and issues there. This has been condemned by a number of Israeli high-level politicians and Israeli celebrities who have said that this is extremely racist. And essentially, Ilhan Omar is the only one out of the new team of congresswomen who actually didn't immigrate, or who actually immigrated to America as a child and is not generational. So a lot of controversy surrounding this, and a lot of finger-pointing at President Trump saying, you know, you're using Israel now to justify your racism. So a huge storm brewing in this cup. She may be a celebrity to visit, but I don't think she's going to be welcomed by many in Israel because of her viewpoint and because of her anti-Semitic comments. A few, you know, lunatics may be happy with this, but Israelis, for the most part, are offended, not specifically about the BDS comments, but about the anti-Semitic tropes.
I'm going to put you on the spot there, Rolene. If you were a betting person, do you think Bibi's going to let her in or not?
I think this is a very tough one to call. I think he's going to try and go the way of not letting her in. But I think that if that happens, it's only going to flare her already biased and objectionable opinion against Israel. If I were him, I would let her in.
Yeah.
I would let her in and say, go around, talk to whoever you want to talk to. I'm personally not a fan of blocking everybody. The entrance, I think the real harmful ones, by all means, the ones that, who are a threat to national security,
sure,
by all means, block. But, you know, the activists, the particular loud mouths, let them in.
Yeah,
who knows? They might see something that they actually that actually might shock them. In fact, you know, especially when it comes to issues of South Africa and the South African government's views on that, I say, come in. You might actually see something. You know, if we are in apartheid state, if we are so objectionable, you'll be proven right. But pay us a visit.
Rolene, it's true what you say. I mean, how many former BDS activists have gone to Israel and today they speak for Israel? Because they've actually seen, you know, they themselves were able to see that, you know, it's all a lie.
Absolutely.
What they were told was a lie.
And that's why I'm convinced that the government doesn't want people to see it because it doesn't support their arguments. And I think by blocking the entry of many activists, it you know, it shoots Israel in the foot. But the ones that are real threats to national security, and we know who those ones are, by all means block them. But Ilhan Omar, come see for yourself.
Exactly.
Rolene, moving on to the next item. Apparently there was a groundbreaking meeting between the Israeli and Bahraini foreign minister. What's the story, the details of the story?
Isn't this quite incredible? So the two foreign ministers, Khalifa and Israel Katz, met in Washington this week and actually released a photograph, which is also very, very unusual, of the two of them meeting, looking very, very hanged up, looking very, very happy meeting each other. And they met to discuss regional issues, of course, the most important being the threat posed by Iran. But this really, really is groundbreaking. Well, we have heard comments from government officials from Bahrain and from other Gulf countries saying that, you know, this is perhaps premature. This doesn't mean that there will be formal bilateral relations established. Just the image and the fact that it is released public and that it's public knowledge that there are these meetings taking place now really is a massive step forward in relations between Israel and Gulf countries.
And kind of related to that, I suppose, is 25 years after the Jewish Center bombing in Argentina, Hezbollah has been blacklisted by Argentina.
Yes, well, you know, I'm very tempted now that I'm in the UK to track down my dear friend, Mr. Corbyn, and say, you see, not everyone lunches with Hezbollah or thinks that they are great friends. But I'm here on limited time, and, you know, Queenie is my... is my preference, so I'll skip the meeting with Corbyn. But we have just marked, in fact, yesterday was the 25th anniversary of the Amir bombing. And coinciding with this is the fact that Argentina has announced that they will be blacklisting Hezbollah and Argentina joining.
It's only taken 35 years, Rolene. Let's not rush into decisions like that. I mean, it's only taken 35 years.
Yeah, it's only taken 25 years, but I think now where we do have several countries blacklisting them, because in the past Hezbollah were more seen as a guerrilla organization rather than a terror organization. And the fact that now countries are starting to blacklist them, and I know the one country we're working pretty hard on is Germany, and the other being France. This sends a very, very, very potent message, not just to Hezbollah, but also to Iran, who are the chief sponsors, that the jig is up.
Yeah.
You know, we see these people for who they are. We know what their intentions are. I mean, just earlier this week, we had a threat by another Iranian proxy. We had one of the officials of Hamas threatening or saying that he calls on Palestinian expats around the world to kill Jews wherever they are.
Yeah.
And bizarrely, this was walked back by other Hamas officials who said this is not the official line. Now, I think that...
They read their charter.
Pardon?
Did they read their charter?
Apparently not. Maybe we should mail it again to them saying, oops,
yeah.
You know? If you got, you know, you better start walking the talk here, guys.
Yeah,
but I think it's more that they are very, very desperate to be seen as legitimate, as a legitimate representatives of the Palestinians, and they are very, very aware of how the world is starting to view their types of organizations.
Rolene, that is where we leave it. Thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you and your family a Shabbat Shalom, and we'll catch up with you Monday afternoon, regular time.
Shabbat Shalom, guys. Monday, regular time, out of my tin can.
Safe travels. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. That's Rolene Marks. She's the Friday correspondent.